Good evening and welcome. You're watching The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. Make no mistake, 2 crore doses in a single day is a great achievement. There are no two ways about this. It is a mega achievement. But you know, there are certain obvious questions. While we celebrate this achievement, we are also asking, and we'll ask the experts themselves, like Dr. N.K. Arora, as well as Dr. Randeep Guleria, who join us or will be joining us in just a short moment, about 2 minutes from now. What exactly can we do beyond these 2 crores plus on a single day? Will we have a situation where we can do 2 crore plus every day? Do we have the capability? It's very obvious that we have the systems in place, as Dr. Arora used to tell us in earlier broadcasts. We have those systems in place. This today is proof. Why can't every day be like the 17th of September? What are the challenges? And if we do achieve, will we be able to stop a third wave and also complete our 31st December target, meet that target? That is part one, and we'll begin our broadcast in just a short moment. But there is a part two to The Big Fight today, and that part two is a political story. It'll have nothing to do with the doctors on the panel. It'll be a separate debate. And that debate is on why this event happened. How could we achieve 2 crore plus? This was seen as a birthday celebration or you know, an event timed with the birthday of the Prime Minister, his 71st birthday. Now, vaccination was one part. Then there is this picture on ration bags, and there are postcards, and then there are placards, and there are posters thanking him. A massive image correction exercise being launched by the Bharatiya Janata Party. For the next 20 days, leading up to the 7th of October, when he first assumed office as a chief minister and has completed 20 years, there will be mega events that will take place all over the country. It's called Seva Samarpan campaign, dedication and service campaign, to show that how the Prime Minister is so dedicated and always has a deep sense of service towards the country. If this is a post-COVID exercise or an image correction exercise, the big question is, will it work? Can it work? So it's really a battle, political battle between, on one side, PM's birthday bash, and on the other side, the opposition celebrating or observing this day as, not celebrating, observing this day as the national unemployment date. Whose narrative is going to convince people more? That political debate in about 20 minutes from now. But let me now introduce Dr. N.K. Arora, chairman of the COVID working group of NTAGI, and Dr. Randeep Guleria, director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. First of all, to you, gentlemen. Of course, this is a great achievement, and congratulations to you, gentlemen, who've been working tirelessly to make sure that we could see a day like this. Dr. Arora, I clearly remember in earlier broadcasts you were telling me we have the capability, we have the capacity to scale this up to many, many centers. We have done this for polio. We've done this for previous campaigns also. There's no doubt that we can't do it for this also. Do you feel that finally you've been able to achieve what you had envisioned?
So, this achievement has not come overnight. And so while we have the infrastructure, we have the experience, but to reach on what we have achieved today, it has taken about 1.5 years or 18 to 20 months. Since March 2020, this preparation has been going on. And like today, if it is 22 million, I think it's reaching 23 million now, doses have been administered on a single day. Obviously, the preparation did not start yesterday. The way micro planning and systems have been done, it takes 15 days. So if you tomorrow go to any district hospital or any state, they will exactly tell you how many systems, how many immunization centers are there, and what is the vaccine available for tomorrow. So there is a very lot of what one should say a granular preparation has been done, and so we should see that the creation of vaccine centers for corona, the process started in July 2020. The COVID preparation started in August. A social mobilization campaign built on our experience on polio started in September, October, and used 20 years experience, so that today we are in a position where still there is a lot of eagerness and excitement and enthusiasm to get the vaccine. We have a genomic surveillance system which is looking at the emergence of any new variants, and that is there. We started working in October to see the vaccine safety system is in place. So this is a mechanism that we started with 3,000. We started learning that health system, the health personnel may not be so convinced, but in 8 weeks' time, things change. And today we are seeing that on a single day, 22, 23 million people are coming and getting them vaccinated. Nobody can push anybody. So I would say that what has been achieved today, a kind of a strategic thinking and a lot of work has gone in for the last 20 months.
Larry, I want to come to you now. You see, and I'm repeatedly saying this so that I don't sound pessimistic, that this is a great achievement. And this is largely because of the effort of the system that has been put in place. But you know, Dr. Guleria, what should we do to ensure that this is not a one-day wonder? That we should not have a situation where on Thursday we were at 65 lakh doses and then suddenly we became 2 crore plus. And then maybe on a Saturday or subsequently we'll again go back to 65, 70, 80. You know, a more sustainable way of going about this.
So I think today is a great day because we really achieved a landmark as far as vaccination is concerned. Probably go up to 2.3 crore people being vaccinated on a single day. But you're right, we need to really see how do we sustain this. And as Dr. Rora mentioned, this has been an ongoing process of how do we build up our vaccination, both in terms of centers, in terms of the supply chain, and reach a stage where we are confident that one could be able to give so many doses on a single day. The challenge, of course, are two. One is to get people to continue to come and get motivated like they were today to come for vaccination. This has been done also, if you remember, in the Pulse Polio Drive that we had people who could influence society to come on a particular day and do that. So that could be done by getting a lot of people on board who can motivate people to come on a particular day by using the social media, and then that will help to drive, because it has to be a voluntary effort. People have to come to the site and get themselves vaccinated. You may have everything in place, but if people don't turn up, then the vaccination drive will not work as efficiently as it should.
I don't think that's a problem, no, Dr. Guleria, now? I mean, with
so
2 crore plus,
if we have,
I don't think this is
vaccine
hesitancy.
Yeah, it's not a problem now, but we need to, like I said, to sustain it, we need to continue that motivation among the people who have not been vaccinated or have some degree of hesitancy, sure. So that for them, every day becomes a day where there is some motivation by someone who can influence them. It could be a cricket star, it could be a politician, it could be someone from the, let's say, the movies or the other media. So that type of a drive, if we continue to motivate people, at the same time the systems are in place, I think we can continue to achieve this. And as Dr. Rora has mentioned, that this is something which has developed over a period of time.
Correct.
And one could fix, say, a day in the week or 2 days in a week where you could have this aggressive drive and make sure that you are able to catch up in terms of the number of doses.
That's interesting. So you're saying that just like in a game of cricket, Dr. Arora, where you have the singles and the ones and twos coming in and then the occasional four and six, right? So, I mean, that's the only analogy that I can think of.
So 2020 game, yeah, it is like 2020. We have now 3.5 months and we have to achieve several more targets. So what Professor Guleria was saying, that this sustained effort of and keeping the morale of workers high on one side. The second side is congratulating the whole community that eagerness is there, the enthusiasm is there. And the reason is that we cannot let our guards down at any time, because motivating both the sides, the supply side and the demand side, has to be done. Because as I keep on saying, Savdhani hati, Durghatna ghati. The moment we lower our guard, or three dimensions, supply side, demand side, and then the corona appropriate behavior, any other thing, there will be a difficulty. But I must tell you, if you look at last 4 weeks or so, we had, this is probably the fourth peak. When the first week of 1.4 crores happened, many of us thought it is a photo op. Then another 1.1 crore, then another 1.3 crore or 2 crore, and now we have 2.3 crores. So, and it is coming at a weekly one. And what Dr. Guleria is saying is exactly that as we, and the one of the major issues is as our vaccine supply is increasing, we are able to deliver it. One important thing we are missing, and I mentioned it last time also, is the number of corona vaccination centers. Today, it was 1,10,000. And last time when we crossed 1.4, it was around 78, 79 lakhs. So what I'm trying to say that we have now a kind of an achievement. We can have about 100,000. That's what I told you last time also, 1 lakh centers. And today was that. So this is the kind of...
But you know, Dr. Arora, I clearly remember back then you raised a concern that while there should be 1 lakh centers and we have the capability, private sectors must also... you know, take better charge and better control. Even now, the private centers are very low.
3,500 today, and which they had committed 20,000. In fact, Randeep was one of the person who made that commitment, that the in front of whom the commitment was made that about 20,000 sites they will have. But somehow it is just 3,500 today. I think we need to kind of... But one thing I would say, I appreciate and I really compliment the media. Tell me when in the past, almost, I mean, whatever my age is, I have never seen health being at such a prominent kind of a news. Every news item, everything. And now on the road, everybody, anybody for that matter, any strata knows what is phase one trial and phase three trial. What are the vaccines available, how many vaccines given. Now, this is a great thing you guys have done, and I really compliment media on that, that you have been a major push to this social mobilization campaign, to make it a people's campaign, in contrast to very evolved societies like USA, Israel, UK, where people have got stuck at 60% or so, because there is a lot of vaccine hesitancy. I think we have a lot of distance to be covered, but I think the way people are now going, it is more ki aapne lagwaya to main bhi lagwa leta hu, kind of that a people's movement status is coming.
Yes, around. And I don't think, I mean, you'll be a better judge of this, but from what I hear, I don't think vaccine hesitancy, at least in urban centers, is now a huge concern. Maybe in the rural centers, it may still be a matter of great worry, but...
I am in a very interesting place. I think I'm in one of the most beautiful places on earth today. I'm in East Khasi Hills. I'm sitting in Maflong. We have a project here. So I came here and I've been visiting vaccination centers. These are remote rural areas. Access roads are there, but not so well. But I see long line queues here also.
Which is good.
So, and you see that even rural areas, today 70% of the vaccine is being delivered in rural areas. In remote tribal areas. And in fact, I understand, Professor Guleria is also now part of the study which is going to deliver vaccines through drones. Now, in Arunachal Pradesh, where you cannot walk for long distance, isse badiya kya baat ho sakta?
Dr. Guleria, would you like to tell us a little bit about this? By when can this happen? Vaccines by drones?
So this, I think, has already been started to some extent in Andhra Pradesh, and that is being done as a pilot project, but I'm sure that this will pick up, and especially for remote areas, vaccine delivery by maintaining the cold chain and making sure that the log is done would be something that can be easily
achieved. Any timeline that you may want to share, because this is very interesting. Which state?
It's difficult to come out with timelines because it needs a regulatory approval and other things. And that has to be done because it has to be, one is a movement where you can visualize the drone, and the other is when it is beyond your sight of vision, and then that approval needs to be taken and in areas where it will be maximally of maximum utility.
Yeah, but then by the end of this year, maybe later for the future, for booster shots, I'm sure you must have some time. I'm sorry, Dr. Arora led me into this. I would have happily asked you something else.
No. Dr. Gulen. Drone, in fact, I must tell you, I'm reviewing a proposal for delivering it in Arunachal Pradesh in next few weeks. I think it should be there. And so this delivery system, the drones which are there, they can travel for 70 to 100 kilometers and can deliver the vaccines and to the right team on the other side, and then it can be supplied. So this is a reality now we are talking about from pilot. In fact, again, this pilot was talked about in, if I remember, May or June last year. And so gradually we are coming into a stage where actual implementation can take.
Okay. Dr. Guleria, now I want to ask you this very important question. See, it's very clear that people are lining up, as Dr. Arora said, vaccine hesitancy is going down. Now, everything boils down to supply. Your systems are geared up. We can deliver 2 crore plus. If we want to achieve our December 31st target, we keep doing this computation every day. Even now, we have to ensure about 1.23 crores, if I'm not mistaken, doses per day to make sure that by the 30th of December, both doses are complete. Do you think that the supply is a bit of a hindrance right now? And that's where the real problem is, that you don't have enough vaccines, but you have the capability to deliver it to people.
So I'll just first just add on to the issue of vaccine hesitancy, because it's, although we say it's not there, I still see that because I sit in the outpatient department and there are a lot of people, elderly and even people with comorbidities, who have this feeling in their mind that, you know, because I have this comorbidity or because I'm old and I'm weak, I will not be able to tolerate the vaccine. And it takes me a lot of convincing in the outpatient department to tell them to go up to our 8th floor and get themselves vaccinated. So although we say that vaccine hesitancy is less in the high risk group, we need to focus aggressively because there is a hesitancy with this feeling that because of the fact that they are frail or they are elderly, they will have more side effects of the vaccine. So I think we need to address that. Coming to the doses part, I think now there is good amount of manufacturing that is being done in our country. We have now plants which have been set up by both the Indian manufacturers and there has been licensing to others. So I think in the coming few weeks, we will not have this issue of non-availability of vaccines as we saw in the past.
Correct.
And that should not be an issue.
You know, because
and
if you see, yeah, if you see pure numbers, Dr. Arora, would you like to tell us what is the number of vaccine supply right now? For instance, how many doses does the government get per month?
So it is gradually increasing from June 15 crores, July 18 crores, August around 20, and then September, I think we should touch 20, between 20, 25. October onwards, we should be touching nearing 30. And the November, December should be 30 plus.
That's yeah, what so is 30 there. Plus will not make it possible to have these 2 crore events every day. Do you see?
No,
don't
actually,
you think that's the problem?
So one thing I must tell you, that our system is there. We are not hiring new people in the process because those immunizing teams are already there on the ground. And it is, as the vaccine availability is becoming more and more, one is able to deliver at the rate one wants. And if over next 15 days, I think you will keep on seeing such surges, not up to whether it up to 2 crores or whatever it is, but they will occur more frequently. That's what my sense is.
Dr. Guleria,
so that average keeps on going up.
Yes. Dr. Guleria, are you hopeful that we'll be able to achieve this year-end target?
I'm hopeful because I see that in the near future, as we go from one day to the other, both the availability of doses and the people coming forward to get themselves vaccinated is increasing. And as you see that the number of people getting vaccinated are increasing, the supply chain is also being maintained. And today we've shown that we have the capacity to also do it. So I think if we just wait and see over a period of time, we should be able to achieve it. It will obviously take time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
But I think we should also look at it from the global context. What we've achieved in this span of time is remarkable. And if you look at any other country in the world, we are way ahead of them in terms of our achievement, in terms of vaccination.
Despite the initial problems.
That we're giving. The only issue that we have is our population. So if we try and see the number of doses, it's huge. If we say number of doses per million population, it becomes less because of the size of our country. But in absolute terms, what we've achieved is phenomenal. We could have, if we were a smaller country, we could have vaccinated all our entire population almost two or three times. Britain, the number of doses that we've given, I think part of Europe and part of UK, we could have vaccinated twice or thrice if you look at the number of doses that we've vaccinated.
I think once we've vaccinated our population, then we can again regain that. I know that we asked you a lot of questions on, you know, how do we call ourselves the vaccine capital of the world when we're not being able to produce or meet our own targets? But things are getting better. And thank you to the two gentlemen
Sanket, before you conclude, I just want to make a statement.
Yes, Dr.
It may look presumptuous today, but we will be vaccinating the rest of the world. Next year, I think several billion doses will be there in this country, and we'll take care of that tag which you just mentioned to fulfill and make that fruitful.
It definitely must have felt bad, no, Dr. Arora, for a country to be known as the world's vaccine capital to be struggling initially. And now for you to have this confidence that by next year we'll vaccinate the world.
Corona vaccine was introduced in India within 4 or 5 weeks of introduction anywhere in the world. This is for the first time. And the whole philosophy was vaccine Atmanirbharta. Mm. Last time when we had any other vaccine, it took several years. Mm. So we are still proud of ourselves because we have not been vaccinated by any foreign vaccine till date. And we are ready to vaccinate. We are ready to negotiate on our terms with the other companies, and rather than falling in prey. I'm just coming out of the COVAX facility meeting, and I know exactly what is the global status.
Well, some other day, when you would be interested in sharing those stories, we'll love to hear from you, Dr. Arora.
Thank you very much.
To you, as well as Dr. Guleria. This is, make no mistake, a great achievement. What we've been able to achieve today. Thank you very much. All right, moving on now to the political discussion. Remember, all of this has happened today. 2 crore plus has happened. Why? Because it is Mr. Narendra Modi's birthday. So now there's an obvious question. How did we, if, as Dr. Arora just said, if we have a only 25 crore supply, how did we have a situation that on one single day we were able to vaccinate 2 crore plus? How is that possible? So does this mean that were states stockpiling? Or does this mean that we planned it in such a way that this becomes an event around the Prime Minister? I think that's pretty obvious. Apart from that also, many of these events that are being organized from now for the next 20 days are being seen as an image correction exercise, that the government was criticized for its bad handling of the second wave. And that's why an image-building exercise is being brought about. Look at that state breakup on Friday. Each and every state, the number of vaccinations that have been done in each of these states, in Karnataka, in Bihar, in Uttar Pradesh, in Madhya Pradesh, they are the ones who are contributing to that 2 crore plus. But how about doing this every day? And most importantly, in the political question, if this is an image correction exercise, is that really going to work? Let me now introduce Mr. Gurdeep Singh Sappal, National Spokesperson of the Congress Party. Ashutosh is a senior journalist. Professor Geeta Bhatt is also with us. And Dr. Sarjeet Singh Dang, former minister of the UP government and leader of the BJP. Thank you very much. I want to begin with you, Mr. Sappal. The government calls this a great achievement, which it is. But at the same time, Do you feel that if this were an image correction exercise, it will necessarily work?
Sanket, it's a fact that 75 crore plus people have been vaccinated. And it is also a fact that our Prime Minister is a great event manager. And you created an event by starving the supply chain for the last few days so that 2 crore target can be met. But since he is so fond of events, today there was another event. We would have preferred a discussion on unemployed youth tweeting against unemployment today. 2.5 million plus people tweeted on that issue. We would have liked that that should have been implemented differently. Nevertheless, we know that a lakh people are losing their job every day. But let's talk about vaccine only, because that's the topic today. This event will not hide the fact that last week there was a news that ICMR report for...
You know, Mr. Sapal, let me quickly come back to you, because we're not being able to understand what you're saying properly. There seems to be some audio issue. We'll fix that and come back to you. Ashutosh, do you feel that this image correction exercise will necessarily work?
See, Sanket, I think what I call it, that there is an attempt to turn a spectacular failure into a spectacular success by a spectacular event. It's nothing more than that. And why I say so, because in totality, if you look at today, government might be talking about that they got more than 2 crores vaccination in a day. But the fact is how it happened. It has happened for the two reasons. One, it was thanks to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has nudged, pushed, intimidated, threatened the government. Otherwise, government policy was in a mess. You remember when the Supreme Court has said, show me the file notings. Supreme Court had gone to that extent. Forget about that. You remember when the vaccination process started in this country? The first day, I still remember in June, I think it was a record was made on that day. But very next day, what happened? The Madhya Pradesh, we talked about they created a record. The very next day, they had only 526 vaccination in a day. So this 2 crore vaccination in a day or more than that is just an image correction exercise. I will be more than happy if 2 crore now onwards becomes a norm, not just an exception. My worry is that tomorrow onwards, it will again go back to 50 lakhs, 40 lakhs, 30 lakhs or 60 lakhs. If they could continue with the 2 crores, I will be the most happy person on this earth.
Now, all of us will be, like we are today, but we want continuity and not for this to remain a one-day event. Now, you know, Dr. Sarjeet, I'm sure you heard what Mr. Ashutosh said. He said that the Bharatiya Janata Party has attempted to convert a spectacular failure into a spectacular success with a spectacular event. Is this what it is?
I strongly put my objection to the word image correction. Was it a bad image? The image all along was bright, and the people of India, they have expressed by this attendance of the people who wanted to get vaccinated. Today, they have shown their trust, their faith, their love, and their confidence in the leadership of Sri Narendra Damodar Das.
No,
they have
shown their trust in the vaccine because they don't want
to
fall sick again.
It shows. No, please try to listen to me. Don't try to correct me. I must be at least free to express my own opinion.
Absolutely.
Don't try to put words into my mouth. Mr. Sanket ji, please. Whatever these two scientists, I was hearing all the discussion and the data given by them. The fact is that polio vaccine, vaccine for TB, triple antigen, all the vaccines, they took 10 to 12 years to come to this nation, enter even India. And this was a leadership which has done a miracle by getting it manufactured here, not only manufactured here, making a proper system. It takes time, yes. It was an unwarranted and unexpected. Corona was not expected. And they have done it wonderful. And today, by getting the people of India, 2 crore and almost 25 lakhs people have got vaccinated, that shows their love, their faith, their trust, their confidence.
It's not just about vaccination.
Not only that.
It's not only about vaccination. You know, image photo.
That is one way.
In
that
postcards,
is one of the best.
Photo in ration best. Car. Photo in on no, ration it, bags, right? And then after that, this
no,
vaccination
this is,
drive.
No, no, no. Now
then
we are
posters
talking about vaccination
saying
today.
Thank you, Modi.
We are talking about vaccination.
I'm talking about
Please,
everything. I'm talking about this
Don't
birthday
to,
event.
No, no, no.
Do you think
no,
that
no,
this birthday
today,
event
today we are talking
is an exercise in correcting image?
We have. It is the best present, birthday present by the people of India to their beloved Prime Minister. This is the best present possible.
And, well, the way
and,
I look at it,
we are
people
thankful.
Fear
the people
that they should
BJP,
not die
the people of India
in the next
thankful.
Wave, like many died in the second wave. And that has led to a great
see,
degree of vaccine.
Even if it was not the
you know, getting
birthday
over
of
the vaccine
Honorable
hesitancy.
Prime Minister, in the past also, the number have touched 1 crore, 1 crore 20 lakhs, 1 crore 15 lakhs. And now the infrastructure is in, it is sufficient, is so much strengthened.
Dr. Sajid,
as
you
Dr.
and I,
Guleria
every
and
one of us,
know,
can you take this guarantee?
Line, the supply
can
line
you take
is,
this guarantee that over the weekend and the subsequent weeks, this will continue to
not
be 2
every
crore
day
plus?
2 crores, not possible. Every day is not Honorable Modi's birthday. No, it is not. People have shown their love.
Why should a government vaccination drive be timed to someone's birthday? And I'm saying, fine,
what,
it's a great
drive?
Achievement.
There is no
but
drive.
Do it every day.
People have gone to the centers of their own accord. It shows their love. It shows. Mr. Modi will get vaccinated on your birthday and make a world record. And
okay.
They have made a world record.
Okay. Mr. Sappal is now back with us. Mr. Sappal, you were saying.
Yeah. Sanket, the issue is, the bigger issue is the ICMR report, which New York Times carried last week, that how ICMR's report
was manipulated to suit the political interest of Prime Minister Modi. That is the issue that should be debated. The issue is that the vaccination of kids, which the other part of the party for last 6 months, was to start on September 1, has again been deferred, vaccination for under 18 kids. The issue is that those who had taken co-vaccine, those students who had to go abroad, they still cannot go abroad because co-vaccine is still not, it's not acknowledged, it's still not permitted travel abroad. These are the issues which are trying to hide behind management management. And I was listening to Dr. N.K. Arora also before we joined. A great deal of promotion has been made that this is the first time that we are producing vaccines, it's all internal vaccine. India is so great country. Yeah, it is great. In 1963, this same company which is now producing the vaccine, Biological E, was producing 60% of DPT vaccine through the world. It was supplying to them.
Vaccine has been our strength. Despite our strength, we have failed to vaccinate people in time. Right now, the time between, duration between two doses of Covishield is 84 days. US, it is 21 days. UK has brought it down to 6 weeks to 8 weeks now. So why is this difference in data? Government is obscure. The zero survey report was withheld from the ICMR. These things have come in public domain. So the issue is that on the scientific front, this government has failed. On the front of certification
no,
of
the larger point, Mr. Sappal, you tell me the larger point. We are talking about setting a political narrative. Do you think that with this 20-day exercise, the BJP will be able to convince the electorate in Gujarat and eventually the electorate in 2024 that the government was not at fault. The tragedy was such. And that actually, we have done a lot. That's the whole purpose behind this exercise.
Well, BJP...
And to also dissociate the Prime Minister with the failure.
Disinformation by the opposition. That this vaccine should not be taken. It is BJP's vaccine. It will be harmful. It will create this complication, that complication. They should repent on their statements. They should take them back. They should say sorry before the nation that we have misled the nation.
I was not disrupting you. Let me reply to it. The issue is that only thing BJP now knows is event management, Sanket. Only thing. That's their only USP now. But people who have lost their lives, who have lost their loved ones, sorry, They will not forget this by this propaganda. They will not forget by this propaganda.
The nation is grateful to all the paramedical staff, the scientists, everybody.
The Supreme Court of India directed the central government to assure and provide the compensation for those who have passed away because of COVID. We are in September mid. government has not done anything. These are the issues which government should be worried about then doing this event management to...
Are we discussing this issue today? Are we?
Of course, this is an issue.
Are we discussing this issue today?
Why is it not an issue, Dr.
No, it is not. It is today. Today it is a world record which has been established. And the opposition is having... It is a headache for them. How could we achieve it? Why the people love the Prime Minister so much?
Discussing an event...
Oh yes, that is also being done in the due course. It is being done.
No, this discussion. One moment, I'll have to come in here. One moment, Mr. Sapol as well as Mr. Dang, please do stay with us. Professor Bhatt, the point once again of this discussion that we are having right now is that this 20-day Seva Samarpan Abhiyan, which is going on, do you feel that this is an exercise to, you know, dehyphenate the Prime Minister from the failures of the second wave? That look, he is not responsible. He is the guy who has actually sacked a lot of people who are actually responsible. He has sacked many chief ministers, completely sacked and replaced many cabinets. If need be, more chief ministers will be sacked. So don't question him. Question everyone else. He's actually the savior. He's the one who's getting you free vaccine. So you should say thank you to him. Do you think that this 20-day event is all about this?
Well, Sanketji, I hope you'll give me some time to speak.
Absolutely.
You see, first of all, as far as the vaccination goes, please, we do need to remember that how the states had earlier mentioned, you know, very vociferously said that, you know, we want to take the control of vaccination. We want to purchase the vaccines. I had heard Mr. P. Chidambaram on your channel saying that there is no autonomy. And when it was given, we have seen that how each and every, you know, most of the states then urged back the center that they should take the control and go ahead and do the vaccination. So, you know, keeping this in mind, and of course, this image makeover, you know, the trying to correct, do image correction, the discussion which you have put in this debate, I wish to put forth here that, Mr. Narendra Modi, as the Prime Minister of country, has really changed the way people perceive and aspire to see the political leadership of this country. In fact, you know, he is the one who has changed the paradigm that being at the South Block is not about, you know, use of excessive power, but it is about, you know, service with dedication. And a leader is the one who guides by a self example. And it is not only the chief ministers, a complete overhaul of the central cabinet,
and now this 20-day event.
You see, changes.
If everything was well, then what was the need to do this?
Change taking place in the cabinet. Any change which is taking place in the cabinet, or whether it is in the chief ministerial position, it is something which keeps happening. It does not keep happening.
What happened in Gujarat was, for the first time in the history of the BJP, the level at which the cabinet was reshuffled at the center was unheard of in recent times. So this is not something which is business as usual, Professor Bhatt. So obviously the government realized, and Mr. Modi realized, that something horribly has gone wrong. In the words of Mr. Ashutosh, a spectacular failure.
There were challenges. Across the world, there were challenges. It was not just the challenges which our country was facing. And we have seen now there was some, my fellow panelists was talking about the New York Times article. No one is questioning that there is more than a lakh cases of COVID which are even today happening in US. And there people are not coming out, participating in vaccination drive.
No, Professor Bhatt,
but here the kind of messaging
in India, media is also playing a very important role. Questions will be asked of the Indian government, not the US government. So that little equation we need to fix right here.
In India, for what happened in the second wave, questions will be asked of the Indian government.
Yes.
But at the same time, what I'm trying to say is that let us not quote foreign newspapers, one by one, please.
Mr. Ashutosh first, and then
Ji, everybody will like to compare.
Compare with the other nations.
Ashutosh first.
Why not? We should compare.
When we say world record, it means the whole world.
That's a comparison with the other nations.
Dr. Sanjeev, one moment. Mr. Ashutosh is speaking.
Let me speak. I did not utter a word carelessness when I said spectacular failure. I think the whole world have seen those floating dead bodies in Ganges. This has never happened in Indian history. Never, ever. How can you justify this? The same
misinformation
saying nobody died of lack of oxygen. This is a pure lie. Supreme Court has said that NDMA has
reports given by the states.
Mr. Dung, please let me speak. You are an elderly figure. I don't want to say anything, but let me speak. Supreme Court has said that NDMA has failed. And who is the chairman of the NDMA? The Prime Minister. Supreme Court directly, indirectly has said. So India was a vaccine superpower. America placed orders for the vaccine in the month of April 2020. When we placed order, anybody knows this. Almost a year later. That's why India, which was a vaccine superpower, is still struggling. America has vaccinated 54% of its population double dose. India only 20%. Only 20%. Despite in America, there is a Republican lobby which doesn't want to vaccinate. There are states where the governors are not doing it. And the president is struggling with that. So don't beat around the bush. I know BJP, you are a BJP man, so you will ask that everybody loves the Prime Minister. We all want to love our Prime Minister. But can you justify why these dead bodies are floating in Ganges?
Dr. Sarjeet, your Firozabad, reply.
Even in Firozabad,
that's what I'm telling
and
you.
That's why I'm saying an image
it has been
exercise.
Shown if, on the television by so many channels
exercise,
that
work?
This is a custom in certain parts of the state.
No, Dr. Sarjeet. No, I don't think that is correct. You can't pass this off as custom. No.
It's all disinformation.
It was because
of the custom of that place.
Dr. Dung, I am also
and
Hindu.
All disinformation. And by only by a particular section of the media.
Do we float out?
At a particular section, anything Modi is doing is wrong. Anything Modi is doing is wrong. It is inefficiently done.
No,
Dr. But the
Sir,
people have shown their love and confidence and trust.
I'm going to come back
they
to the topic
2
of discussion.
Crores 25 lakhs
the point
today.
Is you're trying to justify something that cannot be justified. There were floating bodies, floating corpses.
No, I'm not justifying. I'm just correcting that it was a disinformation.
But it may
it
be
a was
custom,
a disinformation.
But only for a
and it was deliberately spread. Deliberately
Dr.
spread.
Sarjeet.
Deliberately spread.
No. No, I will give you that. We covered all of this.
You are,
we covered.
You are,
there were people, there were ambulances that were dumping, undisclosed bodies. They were dumping bodies into the river. There are pictures that we have. All of
Dr.
this was
Dung,
happening in Uttar Pradesh.
You are hurting.
The whole country knows it. You cannot fool all the people all the time.
Exactly. The whole country.
You cannot
the
fool all
the
people all the time.
Gurdeep
you can
Singh
fool
Sapar.
A few people for some time. But
no.
Not all the people for all the times. You
that's
cannot.
Exactly my... That's exactly
and
my
Congress
point.
And Congress has really failed in the past.
Gurdeep
they
Singh
tried
Sapar.
To do yes. it and they failed.
Mr. Sapar.
They have been ousted now.
Dr. Dung, you Dr. know Dung. Who is fooling the country. You know who is fooling the country. It's your party on this, on the floating dead bodies.
Yeah. It is not just
that,
about dead bodies.
That is why the Congress was ousted. Always
also
telling
about
a lie.
How many people
again, that habit
of
disinformation.
This government
it has stuck
has
to them.
Only to
it's stuck to them like
this
anything.
Today does not have a data exactly how many people even died. In Gujarat, the total data was 10,500 deaths. And when they started this scheme to enroll these children who lost their parents, these 17,000, nearly 70,000 kids enrolled them were enrolled, and they had to stop the scheme, the registration of these children. So they know that the government has data only to do event management.
They
do not have the data of how many people have died. They do not have the data how when the compensation will be given. They do not have the data how many jobs have been lost. They do not have the data how many people have suffered because of this. So this entire event management is only a gimmick being played out by BJP, whereas you are in the government, Dr. Dung. You are in the government. It is your job to see that people are looked
so,
after.
No.
It is your job. It is not the job of the Prime Minister.
It clearly means all the data given
with,
and the network is wrong. You want to tell this thing.
I just want to come in here as I'm running out of time. Last word to Professor Bhatt. See, this, one moment. Can we settle the issue of floating bodies?
What do you mean?
The point is that they were...
And don't you agree that the incidence of COVID-19 has gone down? And don't you see these states which are not governed by BJP, Kerala, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, two-thirds of the patients are from Kerala. BJP is not ruling there.
Professor Bhatt, I want to come to you. The last word. Gentlemen, please. Gentlemen, one
and in Maharashtra,
Dr. Sanjeev,
they couldn't
for anyone who tries to convince the rest of the country that the floating bodies in the Ganges was part of some custom, no, that was not the case. We have ambulances on tape who were seen abandoning bodies, dumping them into the Ganges River, right? There was something that went horribly wrong, which is why an image correction exercise. Professor Bhatt, last
again,
word.
It is again disinformation by a section.
Absolutely no. Absolutely
no. It was a pandemic situation.
What do you mean by image correction?
Here percentages have
there is no image correction. The image is already bright. And it is brighter now.
In your program, who mentioned that in absolute numbers, we are at the top in terms of vaccination. There's 77 crore, vaccine administered. It is not a small number. So we need to look at the positive aspect where there were Congress government health ministers who, at the time when the vaccination had begun, were actually creating misinformation.
Okay. Too many people talking at the same time. Our viewers won't be able to hear this. I've run out of time. Time out and a hard stop on the big fight. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. The point is, obviously, an attempt has been made to go for an image correction exercise. The big question is, will it work? Good night and goodbye.